India's economy is expanding at a blistering pace, but the physical infrastructure carrying that growth is hitting a wall. The legacy highway framework, known as the National Highways Development Project, is struggling to handle the modern volume of trade. Look at this photo of typical city gridlock to understand the primary point of friction. Long-distance freight trucks, carrying vital industrial cargo, lack dedicated bypass routes. They are forced directly through dense urban centers, competing for pavement with local commuters and buses. This footage illustrates a secondary problem. Major industrial production zones are often physically isolated from major arterial routes. Heavy transport trucks have to crawl down narrow, unpaved local roads just to get their output into the national supply chain. The friction compounds when you look at the handoffs between transport modes. A cargo container arriving at a maritime port often sits idle waiting for rail transport, which in turn might drop it miles away from the nearest usable highway. The entire system is out of sync. You cannot solve a bottleneck of this magnitude by filling potholes or adding an occasional extra lane. Eliminating this logistical friction requires a complete national-scale spatial reengineering. This brings us to Bharatmala Pariyojana. As you can see in this photo of ongoing upgrades to NH8, Bharatmala is an umbrella program that subsumes the old legacy projects and integrates them into a single cohesive 83,000-kilometer master plan. In this image, you can see the first major solution taking shape. The government is carving 9,000 kilometers of brand new economic corridors and feeder routes directly through disconnected rural land, giving isolated industrial hubs a straight line to the market. This animation demonstrates the National Corridor Efficiency Program. Instead of letting long-distance trucks jam up city centers, the program builds dedicated bypasses and ring roads that dynamically reroute traffic. It pulls that freight out of the urban choke points we saw earlier. The master plan also pushes to the extreme edges of the country. As seen by this high-altitude marker at Hambuting Law Pass, Bharatmala includes expanding border connectivity roads to unlock isolated regions and streamline trade with neighboring nations. Contrast the gridlock from earlier with this freshly paved Greenfield Expressway. This is the intended result: wide, access-controlled lanes built from scratch to allow continuous high-speed movement. These individual components, the corridors, bypasses, and border routes, act as a unified spatial system designed to keep industrial goods moving past the urban bottlenecks of the old network. The Multimodal Logistics Park, or MMLP, serves as the coordination layer of the Bharatmala program, designed specifically to address the intermode transport failure. This diagram illustrates the hub-and-spoke logistics model at work. Instead of slow point-to-point deliveries, cargo is brought into massive centralized hubs, where it is rapidly swapped between water, rail, and road networks. Here is the maritime spoke in action. Deep water shipping freight arrives at the port and is systematically unloaded by these massive gantry cranes, immediately staging the cargo for its overland journey. Next, look at the rail spoke. Heavy industrial materials, like these metal coils and stacked containers, are loaded onto freight trains to be moved cross-country directly into these centralized logistics hubs. And finally, the last handoff. In this photo, cargo from the ships and trains has been transferred onto a fleet of heavy commercial trucks, which pull straight out of the hub and onto the new expressways. National efficiency depends on this handoff. The system only works when the transitions between water, rail, and road are synchronized to prevent cargo from idling in the yard. Moving from theoretical blueprints to the reality of laying down 83,000 kilometers of infrastructure requires a massive mobilization of private contractors and raw materials. The mandatory application process starts here, under the umbrella of authorities like the NHAI. Step one requires logistics and construction firms to source their tenders directly from official e-procurement portals, which charge zero processing fees to review project details. Step two requires contractors to submit rigorous technical proposals. They must prove they have the exact heavy equipment required on standby, and they must commit to strict execution timelines before a single meter of road is awarded. But a project flush with this much capital inevitably attracts predators. As this dissolving seal represents, fraudulent private agents frequently target contractors by offering fake, guaranteed subcontracts in exchange for upfront fees. To prevent this, the government relies on its ultimate safeguard. every single legitimate highway construction tender must be independently verified on the official Central Public Procurement Portal. If it is not on the portal, it is a scam. Parit Mala's success relies equally on ambitious spatial engineering and rigorous, fraud-free execution. Ultimately, the speed at which these new roads are paved will dictate the speed of India's economic future.